Okay, so today we are reading a book called Fairies and Dragons by Nancy Benson. And I think, at least from what I understand, it was inspired by her grandson, Hunter. But before we want to go any further, we want to give a big shout out to our patrons, Max and Mom, who are listening. Thanks, Max and your mommy, for joining us and supporting us. And here we go. Oh, you're right. It was read today by Mommy and... What's your name, kiddo? Do you have a name? What? Oh, you're thinking about it? Well, you can think about it.
Mommy and Mystery Clue.
Mystery Clue?
Because I'm thinking.
You're thinking, okay. Well, when you think of it, let me know. Okay, so today it's Mommy and Mystery Clue. I do like a good mystery, so we'll see what happens. So, here we go, Fairies and Dragons. Once upon a time, so very long ago, there was a magical place far away from everywhere and everyone.
I know the name.
What name are you?
The name of the book.
The book. Fairies and Dragons.
Mommy and Fairies and Dragons.
Is that your name, Fairies and Dragons? Oh, the name of the book. Okay. All right. So back to our story. It was the land of fairies. There were so many different types of fairies, you could never count them all. Every fairy had an important job to do to keep the land of fairies safe and magical. They kept busy from when the sun came up and fell fast asleep when the moon was high. One day, one of the younger fairies, named Sylvie, was busy playing in the sparkling water of the magical blue pond. She was supposed to be practicing with her wand and fairy dust when she heard a loud cry. She looked up, and all she could see was a large splash of water coming down from the pond. As the water settled down, she could not believe her eyes. A baby dragon was coming out of the water. She had heard about these creatures, but was always told they did not exist. Well, only in storybooks. When the dragon came out of the water to the shore, he was surrounded by the fairies, all looking at him. One of them used her fairy dust to dry him off. They all looked at each other for a while, and then the baby dragon started to cry and to cry and cry. None of the fairies knew what to do to stop his crying. Not even their fairy dust could make it stop. Little Sylvie flew over to the crying dragon and landed on his nose. He went cross-eyed trying to see this small fairy girl. Seeing his crossed eyes made Sylvie giggle, which stopped the dragon from crying. In fact, they both started giggling and then started laughing so hard that they were both crying, laughing tears. Oh no, the crying has started up again. Let's hope they can solve that problem. The other fairies were so happy that this loud crying was over that they went back to their duties, leaving Sylvie and the baby dragon to play in the pond. Later in the day, when all the chores were done, one of the elder fairies came over to the pond to find out why the dragon was still in fairyland and to send Sylvie home for dinner. The dragon started to tear up again and sniffled and wanted to tell his story of how he ended up in the land of fairies. The elder fairy called for the most important fairies over to hear his tale. They formed a circle around the baby dragon and waited patiently for this story to begin. With Sylvie by his ear, she whispered it was okay to tell them and that everything would be okay and not to be afraid. The elder and most important fairy asked the dragon what his name was. The dragon sniffed and snorted and said his name was Hunter, the son of the King of Dragons, and that he lived in Dragonland. His daddy, the king, was angry with him for not listening and sent him to go do his flying lessons. After a long pause, Hunter started crying. And then he whispered, with a few tears rolling down his face, that he was not very good at flying yet. But he did not want to make his dad madder at him. So he took off flying as best as he could, because he, as he could, but it was a very windy day. Oh, and his wings could not keep up. And the next thing he knew, the wind was taking him further and further away from his home. Oh, he's been caught in an air current. Okay. His wings were very tired, but the wind was calming down. The next thing he knew, he was falling and landed into the water of a beautiful blue pond that helped him from hurting himself and kept him safe. He started crying again and told the fairies that he did not know how to get home and that his dad is going to be very angry with him. After he told his story, the elders decided that the dragon could stay in Fairyland until they could figure out how to get him back home safely. They showed him to a nice tree that offered shelter where he could sleep, and they all brought him food from their homes and cared for him as best they could. Hunter's heart was happy again, and he slept and dreamt of his home. Hunter's days were filled with so much joy and love from all the fairies' care. They gave him jobs to do and helped him with his flying lessons so he could make his way back home again. He learned about the wind, the heat of the sun, the light of the moon, and the smell of the rain. They were helping him plan and prepare for his journey back home to the land of the dragons. Even though the dragon was so much larger and different from the fairies, he felt loved and part of this magical family. He loved them all so very much. One day during his flying lessons with one of the elders, the sky changed. The clouds turned black, and the sun was hidden by a large object flying high above them, circling and circling and getting a bit closer with each circle. What do you think it could be?
His dad.
You think? You're right. Hunter knew it was his father, and he could see the fear in all of his fairy friends. Hunter was happy to see his daddy, but he was scared of the dragon's ways, as dragons never had friends outside of Dragonland. He wanted his daddy to see his new friends the way he did, and he did not want any harm to come to them. Couldn't dragons and fairies be friends? What do you think, Philip? I'm sorry, mystery person. Could dragons and fairies be friends?
I'm not mystery.
Oh, you are fairies and dragons. Can you be friends?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. Just because they looked different does not mean they're not the same. As the large daddy dragon got close to the fairies became more frightened and started to fly to the trees to hide. Which is, you know, I gotta say, I think that since they are both magical flying creatures, I think they could probably find some common ground, don't you think? Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. When the large dragon saw his son, he flew down and landed next to him. He was so happy to see him. The tears formed in his eyes. He spread out his huge wings, and Hunter rushed in for a big daddy hug. He was so happy that his daddy was not angry with him. But after they hugged, the large daddy dragon looked around, looked at him, and anger came back into his face. What is this place, and why are you here? Why didn't you come back home? Then he spotted some of the fairies in the trees and shouted at them that they would all be punished for keeping his son away from his family. Is that what happened? I don't think so either. He took in a deep breath to conjure up his fire from his mouth to burn the trees down and all of the fairies with them. Hunter called out to him to please stop, please listen. He desperately needed him to understand. Once a fire-breathing dragon starts his fire, it cannot be stopped. Seeing his son crying out for him to stop, he blew his fire up into the sky instead of the trees. Sylvie saw this and used her fairy dust to turn his fire into sparkling ash of all different colors that rained down on the daddy dragon and Hunter and spread into the trees. It was beautiful. The large dragon had never seen such a sight. He decided to calm down and listen to why his son had not come home. Hunter told his tale. The fairies slowly came out of the trees to meet his father. They explained about his flying lessons and the plan to get him home safely. The daddy dragon decided that the fairies had been very good to his son, and that they should not be punished but rewarded instead. He told them that they would be protected from harm from any other dragons. Daddy Dragon was so thankful to them, as he had been looking for so long for his son that he had thought the worst. He did not think he would ever find him again and started crying. Hunter had never seen his daddy cry, so he went over and hugged him, and his heart was so happy again. And the fairies decided to have a celebration that night. They celebrated that Hunter and his daddy were together again, but most of all, they celebrated that dragons and fairies could be friends, even if they are so very different. The next day, Hunter and his daddy set off together to go back to Dragonland. Sylvie was sad to see her new friend leave, and Hunter's daddy promised that he would come back to visit after his wings were stronger for the journey. And that is the end of Fairies and Dragons. What do you say to that?
Bye-bye.
Me too. Bye-bye.